It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hey folks, thanks so much for listening. Okay, so I don't know about you. My blood is pretty thin. I used to live in the Midwest, then I migrated to a much warmer climate. And even, you know, people I know, we've had some brutal winters, but when it dips down, maybe in the 50s even. Oh, don't throw anything at me. I don't want to go outside anymore. And plus, winter is such a contractive time, I think, energetically for us all. So I kind of just, I feel like, you know, putting on a couple pounds, that whole hibernating thing, right? I think that's what your body naturally wants to do. It's like, hey, we're saving up. I stored my little nuts. I'm ready to just kind of hang out and sleep for a long, long time. But guess what happens, especially because it's packed with the holiday season? There have been some studies, folks, that, yep, if you don't do anything different, and certainly if you don't get out and continue your exercise regimen, you're going to pack on the pounds through those holidays, 6 to 7 pounds on an average. That's just in a year. Think about 2-3 years that go by. I got my lovely friend, the entrepreneur, the health fanatic, and you guys should see this guy. He is ripped. The everyday juicer, Ray Dustar, to help me help you figure out ways where you can keep fit even when there's a little bit of nip. Hey, Ray.
That was a great intro. Keep fit even when there's a little bit of nip. That's fantastic. Well, just like you, I also grew up in good old Cleveland, Ohio. And
yeah.
I suffered through many of a winter, and I actually lived in an area of Cleveland that was literally called the Snow Belt. And so it was definitely cold, and I think back to, like, all the times that, you know, I just kind of spent in the house during that winter. And, you know, luckily us in, you know, California and the warmer climates, you know, we're able to be outside during the winter. And even, you know, in the spring, but a lot of people aren't. So I get a lot of questions about, hey, listen, well, what the heck should I do? Maybe I don't have a gym membership and I don't have kind of the resources for that. I can't be outside. So what is the solution? What can I do? So here's tip number one. And all of the retail stores are going to love me for saying this, but you know what? Go to the mall. Or go to a Target or a Walmart or a Costco or a big box retailer that's absolutely enormous. And you know what? Spend 30 minutes walking. Walk up and down the aisles. Walk around. If you're going to a mall, you know, you can literally walk up and down a mile, whether you walk up and down the mall, whether you want to go into the stores or not go into the stores. But you know what? Get out of the house. Go to somewhere warm that gives you the ability to basically walk. You know, obviously,
Ray,
you can't
It's such a great tip. Right. It is such a great tip. And I got to tell you something. You fail to plan, you plan to fail. All right. We know winter is coming. You know that it's going to be hard and sometimes dangerous to get outside. I got to tell you the story. My grandmother lived in Sycamore, Ohio. Okay. So right outside of, I would say, Toledo would be the larger city. And you know what she would do? They lived in a very modest one story. It's actually one of those manufactured homes that I saw get screwed together. And I thought it was the most fascinating thing in my entire life. It was two parts of a house brought in on a truck. So they had a simple downstairs. She would count her steps. She knew how many steps that she could take to walk a mile. And she would walk in the house, up and down, around, back in the hallway, circle around the bedroom. She would do this endlessly for moments and moments and sometimes hours in the brutal cold winter just to keep in shape.
Absolutely. That's great. My mom would do the same thing. She would literally kind of walk in our family room. So that's really tip number one. And, you know, this tip applies to everybody. You can be a competition athlete in the best shape of your life, and you know what? You can still go ahead and walk and get that exercise, get the heart rate going, and start burning some calories in the winter time. You know, when you can't be outside or at the gym. So that's the way to get exercise. Because again, at the end of the day, and I want to stress this again, it's not rocket science. You know, it is. If you want to lose weight, if you want to get in better shape, it's all about calories in versus calories out. And so the calories out aspect, you can improve by making sure exercise is a component.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt you here real quick because I know you got more tips, but I gotta sneak one in, and I might be stealing it from you, so don't hate me. But listen, and I know, you know, calories in, calories out, it is a huge portion of it. Yes, we've got some metabolic disorders for folks that are struggling, and we have thyroid stuff that we sometimes have to think about, but you know what? There's this famous guy. Well, he's going to get famous because it's going to explode, but Professor Tabata. I know you and I have talked about Tabata before, but basically what he did, and this is going to be exciting, he took a bunch of cyclists and he was like, okay, you go and you cycle for an hour over there, okay? Hey, you cyclists over here, I want you to work for 20 seconds and then take 10 seconds rest, and you do that for an hour. And guess which group got the fittest? It was the 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off. So there's even little Tabata apps. You can do stuff just with your body weight, right? So air squats, push-ups, sit-ups, V-ups, planks, all these things that you don't need any accoutrements, you don't need any weights, you don't need any this, that, or the other thing. You can go 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off. You do that for 4 rounds each exercise. You can blow out calories, Ray, like I have never seen nothing. I got to tell you, it's one of the most effective ways to exercise these days.
I believe it. Well, you know what? 20 seconds on, 20 seconds off. And we've talked about this before. That's the whole concept of, you know, high intensity interval training, you know?
Yeah.
Interval training. So you get your heart rate up, you bring it down. You get it up, you bring it down. So I absolutely agree with that. Really quick, a personal note for me. You mentioned push-ups. I personally, and the original Incredible Hulk, Lou Ferrigno, told me this. He said, Ray, if there's two things you could do every day or as much as possible, and there's only two things you can do, it's push-ups and pull-ups. And so for me as a guy, you know, I know pull-ups are sometimes harder for women, but I invested $20 in an iron gym that I've got hanging in one of my closets. So that's my pull-up bar. And then I invested another, I think, $10 on a pair of something that elevates off the ground, and I do push-ups with that. And I got to tell you, those two exercises alone absolutely get me in, you know, the shape I want to be in along with anything else. So anyway, quick little tip on that. So now let's move into some tips when it comes to food and eating. And these are, again, tips that I literally do myself. So one is, so I started eating out of bowls more than plates.
Yes.
And let me tell you why. So I eat out of bowls because I found my problem always was portion control. Like,
right.
I could just eat a lot.
Yours and so many else's.
When I put my food in bowls, whether that's my lunch, I mean, obviously cereal you're going to put in a bowl, or my dinner, when I put it in bowls, I eat more manageably, and it helps me with my portion control. So there's one tip everyone can try and see if it works. Tip number two, for when I do, you know, let's say have some people over, or when I do sort of put it on a plate, something that I like to do, and I do this when I go to restaurants as well, on occasion, not all the time, is when the meal comes or when it's on my plate, I'll basically kind of cut everything in half, and then I'll take half and I'll put it into some Tupperware and put it right in the fridge. So that's another way for me personally to kind of, you know, exert some portion control, which again, for me is a difficult thing to do.
Well, and I think it's a really good point. Oh, go ahead.
Good.
Well, it's a really good point because once again, we're talking about winter, and quite honestly, energetically with this world, it is a more contractive time. And when you've got 60 seconds here, when you think about hibernation, you know, you think about, hey, you're not going to be pulling from as much. And so also, so not just portion control, but going out with your lover, your friend, and splitting something. Okay. One last tip here. We got time for it.
Sure. Okay. So my last tip is, and this is funny, I call it don't keep it in the house. And what I mean by don't keep it in the house is, I will be very honest, I have a weakness for kettle chips, and especially jalapeno kettle chips. I absolutely love jalapeno kettle chips. But you know what I decided? I no longer buy that product, and I no longer keep it in the house. But when I'm out, when I'm grabbing something to eat, for example, you know, I had Subway the other day, and there's jalapeno kettle chips. I enjoy my jalapeno kettle chips.
All right. There's Ray for you. You can keep fit when it's nip. You can just, we'll be right back.